This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the long-haul truckers out there driving the 18-wheelers, the men and the women. Thanks for doing what you're doing to keep the stuff moving on the highways. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, speaking of which, Senator Ted Cruz has called MSNBC's Brian Williams corrupt after the latest Russian allegation against him.
Well, that's right. Now, evidently, Captain, you might have seen one of these recruitment commercials here in the United States. This is what Ted Cruz is referring to. He's referring to comparing and contrasting commercials for service in the United States, contrasting that with a military ad from Russia. And he thought that the military ad from Russia had a much harder edge to it. It was much more militaristic and the kind of thing that you would want to do to recruit people to come and serve in the military. And this is where evidently Brian Williams took issue with Ted Cruz's description of the U.S. military's, quote, woke version, according to Senator Cruz. And that's when he called him, get this, Kremlin Cruz, for promoting Russian propaganda. I don't think he was promoting Russian propaganda.
No.
He seemed like he was, again, comparing and contrasting two very different approaches to something that's a very serious thing, like, I don't know, protecting your country with the military?
Yeah, and I think this is a big mistake, but the majority of the military, the frontline units, are not only downsizing, but changing their mission from terrorism to going after the Russians and the Chinese, like as if we're going to be engaging them up close and personal real quick. Well, terrorism has not gone anywhere. It's going to be there forever.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a chronic issue. There's no doubt about that. So we have to continue to degrade terrorist organizations, especially terrorist organizations with global reach, their ability to do things. And that also, by the way, and here I'm going to circle back to Iran, you've got to isolate Iran, and the Biden administration, I don't think, really wants to do that. They want some bragging rights. Who knows what it is? But obviously, their worldview includes one where Iran is pretty powerful, I guess.
By the way, Vice President Harris was caught wiping her hand after greeting the South Korean president, possibly with a sanitary wipe.
Well, that's true.
My God.
Well, let's just say, I guess, in the vernacular of the media and so forth, it's not good optics, to say the least. Not good optics, and this is a major, major catastrophe on the part of the vice president, I think.
Yeah, and by the way, New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, who I happen to like, I think he's a sharp cookie, is racking up all kinds of endorsement in his possible race to unseat Andrew Cuomo. I keep thinking of Mario because that's the father, and he's the one who got it all started. But anyway, to unseat Governor Andrew Cuomo, that could be interesting.
Well, yes, and Cuomo, of course, he's done this waited out strategy to some degree. He is waiting it out, but I don't think he will really beat it, though. And
yeah.
So to run for a third term is going to be problematic for him, I think.
Now, have you heard the latest about Florida and three property insurance companies dropping more than 50,000 Florida home insurance customers? Have you heard that? Some of the people don't even know about this yet.
Yeah, I have heard tell of this, and this is very, very concerning. You know, here in California, we also have certain insurance companies or underwriters. They don't want to write policies in certain areas anymore and may even drop some people because of the massive fires that have come along. And so this puts a lot of homeowners in a very, very bad position when it comes to their homeowners insurance, and they may have to revert to what I think they call the insurance of last resort, and many times that's the state.
Yeah, we have the insurance of last resort here, too. But here are the companies who are dropping some of their policyholders. Gulfstream Property and Casualty Insurance is canceling more than 20,000 residential policies effective June 28th. And by the way, hurricane season starts June the 1st here.
Exactly, yeah.
Universal Insurance Company of North America is canceling more than 13,000 residential policies effective June 29th. And Southern Fidelity is canceling more than 19,600 policies over the next 14 months. Now, the main problem here and why they're canceling people is what cost them the most money was replacing roofs on houses.
Wow. Yeah.
That's the main reason. And
yeah.
I can only imagine what's going on in Louisiana, Mississippi, parts of Alabama, and probably eastern Texas with all the flooding. You think they're going to be able to get insurance again?
Holy smokes.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and that's my buddy Mark Walters. He was on live last night all across the country on his radio show, Armed American Radio. To find out more about him, go to armedamericanradio.com. And this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right in the palm of your hand after the service is done. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you to get that $150 dropped in the palm of your hand when they finish putting the windshield in. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on target. Right on target. Well, Kyle, we got us a very interesting email from a retired three-star general friend of mine. I'm going to read it. I'm not going to tell anybody who it is until after I finish here, because this is, all I can say is thank you. All I can say is thank you. But are you ready?
I'm ready.
Captain, I gave up my entire adult life to the military only to see the sheeple I thought I was protecting piss away the freedoms that were earned at terrible cost and maintained at even higher cost by the blood and sweat of so many of my brothers and sisters. Why should I pick up that rucksack again? To sweat, to bleed, and possibly die. To watch my brothers bleed and maybe die. All for people too lazy and too stupid to understand that the freedoms they think they have are circling the drain in the can. Now, for people who willingly board the bus to go to the arbitrator, one can only tell me, why should I lay it on the line again? Captain, you and your army are doing great work for America. I am proud to be one of your supporters. Signed, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force, retired.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, Thomas General McInerney.
This is not the first time we've gotten a letter from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and General McInerney, if you're listening, thank you so very much, and you know how we feel about you. You are one of the last of a dying breed. He had over 4,000 hours in the cockpit of fighter jets.
Wow, that's amazing. Amazing.
Yep. And he had one more star than General Vallely, so that's something that two of them have together. Because they both graduated in the same class from the United States Military Academy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go again. The United States Senate Republicans and the White House say that, well, okay, so you turned down the $1.7 trillion infrastructure plan. Well, let's keep working on it. And maybe in as little as a week to 10 days, we can overcome our differences on the infrastructure and strike some sort of a deal to revitalize America's roads and bridges.
Well, right. I mean, I really do think the GOP is trying to hold the line here on trying to actually get this stuff done and have the White House also have to be committed to getting this stuff done. But the White House, I think, wants to use this, and the Democrat Party elite, of course, want to use it for other stuff and to aggrandize themselves in some political way, spend on political projects, that kind of thing. But the roads and bridges themselves, they speak for themselves in all this.
Well, there's a bunch of money in this thing, $100 million here, $100 million there, for the political projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure. Not a thing.
Right, exactly. And here we go again with the Democrat Party wanting to essentially redefine what the word infrastructure means and change the meaning of a word.
Yeah.
And again, it's whatever they say it is.
And speaking of infrastructure, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, we mentioned this in hour number one, but I'm going to mention it again for a different reason. He's a Republican from Illinois. Now, I remember back early on when Donald Trump was running for office and he got elected, somewhere along the line, Kinzinger came up. I believe he was asking or volunteered to do some sort of political job for Trump in the cabinet or something like that. I'm not sure what he was trying to be, but I remember him trying to do something, and he basically got blown off. Well, ever since that time, he's kind of been on the other side of the fence poking back at Trump. Now, he's starting a pack right now, in his words, to take back the GOP from former President Donald Trump.
Well, right. And, you know, a lot of these, and this could be sour grapes, you know, could be in the genesis of this whole thing. But to some degree, too, my intuition sort of tells me that, you know, they're trying to capitalize on this notion that, if somehow you denounce Trump, then you're going to be accepted into the Washington elite. You're going to be accepted by the media elite and so forth. When in actuality, Captain, what President Trump tapped into, candidate Trump and, of course, even his President Trump, and now his former President Trump, mm-hmm. he's tapping into the people across the highways and byways who don't want Washington as normal. They want to actually, like just we were talking about infrastructure, they actually want to get things done, and they're tired of simply being, you know, the Washington is far away and doesn't understand what's actually going on with people who have to go to the grocery store and buy stuff. And it's just that simple. And they want to be represented. They don't want a monoparty system in Washington, basically.
Now, authorities in Belarus scrambled a fighter jet and forced a passenger airliner to land, a Ryanair, so they could arrest a journalist on board. It was a 26-year-old Belarusian called Roman. His name was Roman Protasevich, 26 years old, and he was from Poland originally, or out of Poland, and he was the editor of something called the Nexta, N-E-X-T-A, live channel on Instagram, which has been broadcasting all of the protest rallies on Instagram against the Belarus president.
Right, exactly. So this is, and I understand they were already on approach to their original destination, and then they got diverted in the middle of that approach, basically, back over to Minsk, essentially, so that they could arrest this journalist. There's been outrage, of course, even from the U.S. government. This is, again, the kind of thing where this is what happens in a society where you have these kinds of controls in place, and it's absolutely it's unconscionable.
Well, this reporter was yelling as they were taking him off the plane by force, I might add, that they were going to kill him.
Yes, well, that's likely what he is fearing, and again, Captain, because there is coverage of dissent, that's a very scary thing to those who are in power in this kind of case, and it just goes to show how easy that can be done.
Now, what do you think about this congressman who forgot to cast a proxy vote that may have killed the Democratic-backed spending package last week? His name is, Ken Calvert, Republican out of California. He'd been voting by proxy for Representative John Carter, Republican out of Texas, throughout the week before the vote was held, and he just simply forgot to do the proxy vote. And by the way, that thing passed by one vote, 213 to 212. Had he cast the proxy vote, it would have been a tie, and in the House, if you tie, it doesn't go anywhere.
Exactly. That's right. This is a $1.9 billion spending bill for security.
That's what it was then.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that something?
It is. Well, that's usually, a lot of these things, and even in history, the things that got passed by one vote or lost by one vote, so basically your vote counts, whether you're voting in a big election or if you're a member of Congress.
And one of our congressmen down here in Florida, Representative Daniel Webster, who's retiring, was not available to vote because he had something going on in the district, but he said he doesn't allow anyone to use his vote by proxy. He just doesn't agree with the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess there'd be a preference, basically, but yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah, so it is a big deal, and unfortunately, it would have stopped this thing in the process, but nope, it didn't, so here we go. You get what you got again.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the White House announced it will use the Holder model to spy on journalists. We'll get to that when we come back. This is fascinating, folks. Wait till I tell you about this one. The Holder model to spy on journalists, which is exactly what they were doing under the Barack Obama administration. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the focus is beginning to shift to finding ways to prevent future violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to open talks to try to strengthen the current ceasefire and lay out a path forward. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Blinken reaffirmed that the White House believes the long-term goal should be a two-state solution.
President Biden's been very clear that he remains committed to a two-state solution. Look, ultimately, It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and of course the only way to give the Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. That's where we have to go. But that, I don't think, is something for necessarily for today.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. She'll be around tomorrow, by the way, in the fourth hour of the program to talk to you. And me and the world. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, don't forget, I have been with Geico going on about 18 years now, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, as I said, including me. Now, your local Geico office or even the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find the coverage you need for just about anything that you own. Now, they'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, and guess what? Homeowners and renters insurance, condos insurance, or condo insurance too, is available at Geico Insurance. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and check them out. Either get a quote there on the website, or get a quote from your local agent. You're going to find out that they're very competitive, unlike some of what goes on. They're very competitive. And they are insuring people in the state of Florida. So if you had a problem where you might have just lost your insurance based on what we just got done telling you, I would check out Geico first if it were me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Not to be outdone, there seems to be something here to the press and the media who, if I were them, the journalists, I would really be screaming, holy hell on this one. Because the White House announced it's going to use the Holder model to spy on journalists. What are we talking about here?
Well, back in 2010, then Attorney General Eric Holder he went after, approved, basically, I think, the seizing of call records of one James Rosen, who was with Fox that time. He's now gone on to, I believe, Sinclair. And so he, they seized his call records. They were trying to figure out who was leaking information that he was referencing in a series of reports about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. And so, yeah, this is was a major intrusion into sources and so forth, and was a very chilling chilling thing for many in the media.
Yeah, and the worst part of it is this is something that they will do, and Jen Psaki says that they're going to follow the same standards and protocols used under former Obama U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder for how they would work with the journalists. Well, this is not good.
No, it's not good. And even though later on, a few years later, Eric Holder said he regretted the whole thing, but when they, and if I could say, circled back with Jen Psaki at the White House, asking her, you know, for more specifics, she kind of said something like, well, we certainly aren't going to use the Barr model or words to that effect. You know, talking about former Attorney General Barr, but that's kind of weird. Nobody understood exactly what that was all about. But the Holder model certainly is something that we understand fully. So, again, chilling, I think, is not even beginning to describe that.
Now, did you happen to catch DNI, former DNI John Ratcliffe's interview on Fox over the weekend?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Well, he said that Biden's policy reversals in the Middle East created the Israeli-Gaza violence. I happen to believe that and think that that's spot on.
No, that's 100% true. There's just no doubt about it. The Biden administration, again, for some reason, wanting to revamp all of the Iran nuclear deal and essentially throw away all the progress made over the last 4 years, which was the most progress made in 25 years or so. It set the stage for this, no doubt.
Yeah. And CNN's Brian Stelter has suggested a leave of absence for his compadre Chris Cuomo.
Well, that means that they really see just how bad this really looks. CNN keeps getting blow after blow after blow after blow. And they
deserve every one of them.
Well, that's right. And they're losing with the ratings. They're doing all kinds of these things are happening to them. And the Chris Cuomo thing, again, I think this goes to the perception as well of his brother, the governor. It's all wrapped up. And so all the time they were yucking it up on the TV and joking around about the Q-tips and all this kind of stuff, doesn't age well, does it?
No. By the way, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that the COVID numbers are still improving after the mandates ended. And by the way, he who last best. And I remember what Joe Biden had to say. It's not working out for Joe, is it, on this deal?
Nope, not at all.
So kudos to Texas and kudos to the great people over there and what they're doing. And by the way, all these illegals that are coming into the state that nobody seems to know whether or not they're positive or negative or what the hell they are, something's got to be done about that. I mean, they're trying their best, but they just don't have enough personnel to stop it.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Now, we all know there's been a rise in anti-Semitic attacks in Western nations around the world following the Israeli-Hamas conflict, and this is just awful to even have to report on. But some of the things they're doing, the people they're beating up, and the people that they're just ruining, maybe climbing over tables, throwing stuff around. I mean, gee whiz.
Well, that's right. I think even here locally in Southern California, they just arrested a man who went to an open-air dining area, I believe in the L.A. area, where he asked the people who were dining outside, which one of you are Jews, and then started up a fight. This is unconscionably bad, and to see this, and again, this is being fostered, of course, you know, race hatred and the Israeli Palestinian conflict. All this is stoking these fires. And Captain, I think people are just, they're just aghast at what's happening, that in this day and age, and in the United States of America, no less, you have people who are seeking people out in order to harm them and perhaps even kill them. It's going mad. That's what's happening.
Now, let me ask you a question. Something remarkable, in my opinion, is happening in America right now. You can see what's happening by looking at the audits in Arizona, Georgia, now New Hampshire's starting up with forensic audits that are happening and or about to happen, and more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election.
They are, and this, of course, everything that we've seen in the media, and even stuff we've, you know, with the incoming Biden administration at the time, all this was built on the, nope, there wasn't a thing that went wrong, and anybody who says so is just trying some big lie. Well, it looks like the big lie might be going the other way, Captain. And again, you know, Americans love nothing more than the truth in this case, and they want to know. I would perchance to think even some people who voted for Joe Biden simply because they wanted to vote for the Democrat, they will still be appalled in many ways by the fact that these audits, if these audits actually end up showing all of this, as we believe they will. It's just bad, and unfortunately the powers that be will simply say, uh-oh, it looks like we're being found out here.
Well, as I told Mike Lindell, and as we talked about on the show, if they were just able to get some of this stuff that they've got together and get a court to hear it and get some sort of decision made, it might go somewhere, but it's not going to change the results of the election. Once they certify the election, it's over.
Well, that's right, and so that's not going to change. But what can change, obviously, is the voting laws and enforcement of voting laws and so forth. But also, Captain, this may be a bridge too far, even for the Democrats and even for many of the media elite. Because once people think, okay, something weird happened, and we were told nothing happened, and we were told you can't discuss it, and you can't bring it up, and all that, then they will leave the Democrat Party in droves, and it will be the Democrat Party elite who will be left sitting around saying, how are we ever going to win another election?
That's why they want all the illegals in here.
Exactly. They have to have replacements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced its greatest April fundraising haul ever in history with the money they've taken in. Plus, it's also being reported in a Washington Examiner poll that the enthusiasm for the Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections is way ahead of the enthusiasm for the Democrats by double digits.
You got that right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren going to take another look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, there's been some changes. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in great big old Georgia. And she's up there just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo out there, everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by everybody over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. They'd love to see your smiling face come in there and say, hey, I was listening to the captain, and he told me I'd get a free cup of coffee. Yep, you'll get the free cup of coffee, but then while you're there, join the Drivers Club. Or join the RV club, whatever the case might happen to be to fit you out there, and find out what it's like to get a bunch of points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, and you can use them later just like you got money and save yourself a bunch of money too. All right, here we go. Song number two. It's a Billy Joel night, and here we go.
Matter of trust. We have an 11 button.
One, two, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, now this is part of a video that I found, the official music video for Billy Joel. And they just are fooling around here with the windows open. And they're going to start again here.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trust. And Kyle, the one thing that stood out of that was Christy's there with the daughter that they had between the two of them. She's holding her up and they're dancing around and people in the street are dancing. They were having a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's Alexa. I believe that's her name. And that also goes, I think, to the Billy Joel song a few years later called The Downeaster Alexa as well. But that's from 1986, Billy Joel's album The Bridge, a great album. And, yeah, that's a great, great rock song from Billy Joel.
Yeah, and they were playing somewhere in the hood. They were practicing from some studio, and some woman came out in the, across the way and hollered out, "Shut up!" because they were playing the music. All right, well, here we go. Severe storms with large hail, severe gusts, and locally heavy rain may develop in the south and central plains. They had some tornadoes bounce around yesterday. Could see them again, same places. Continued heavy rain on saturated soils is going to prolong the threat of flash flooding along the Texas Gulf Coast all the way over to Louisiana.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And out west tonight, looks like we have a little bit of a change. Some of these winter weather advisories up in Montana looks like they have degraded here at this point around Helena, for example. But around Great Falls, that winter weather advisory is still there. This means that you could have new snow accumulations above 5,500 feet, 3 to 7 inches. You'll still have slippery road conditions in that area around Great Falls. So you want to be careful there tonight. A little bit of a correction. Freeze warning is not in the Yellowstone area. It's actually in the northwest corner of Colorado tonight, so that's a correction from earlier. We do have a fire weather warning in southern Utah and an air quality alert. This around Phoenix, evidently a lot of ozone in the area, so sensitive folks, be aware of that tonight.
Okay, I'm going to start out in Illinois around Chicago. You've got some fog there going into the Windy City and following 94 right on up to Milwaukee. You've got fog all the way up to there. And then up above Grand Rapids, you've got an area of some flooding, some small stream flooding up there, so be advised of that. Going to stay in the northeast, go up into Maine, northern part of New Hampshire and Maine. You've got a frost warning there tonight. And then we've got some fog along the Chesapeake Bay and that area down through there. Also got some fog if you're coming across I-40 tonight around Nashville and then up I-65 north towards the Kentucky line. Then when you get over into I-81 and I-40, the junction there for a little ways, you're going to have fog all the way over to the Carolina line, North Carolina. Might have a little bit of fog going up over a couple of the mountains in there. And then in South Carolina, I-95 up towards Fayetteville, North Carolina. Fog there from about Columbia. And the fog comes all the way across Patchy from just south of Birmingham, Alabama, over into the Atlanta area in Georgia. And then you pick it up on the state line around Augusta and run it all the way to Florence, South Carolina. Fog all the way there. Riptide warnings along the east coast of Florida tonight from about Daytona Beach on down to West Palm Beach. And then here comes the flooding. If you're in Texas tonight, you've got a large area of flooding all the way from, down below Corpus Christi, just a little bit south of there, all the way up towards Houston. The big part of it right now is in the Corpus Christi area, going inland about 75 miles or so, and then comes back around to Beaumont, takes you over towards Lafayette, and takes you over into Baton Rouge, if you will, and then spotty flooding around New Orleans and north on 55 going up towards the Mississippi state line. So that's what you got right now. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and he's on with us six nights a week, and we appreciate what he does very much so. And, of course, the people that and that great email we got from our friend and longtime listener, General Thomas McInerney, was really pretty good, too. So there you go. All righty. Well, we're going to go to the telephone line again. And we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Dr. Fauci up to this time? He's changed his mind again.
The words matter, and the words that he is using and has been using all along are pretty slippery. Using words like may, it could, we see, indications. There's nothing that's in the absolute. So when other reports are coming out and he gets challenged on them, you know, the words that he uses are making him still sound relevant, but he's not. So he, I think, has fallen out of favor when it comes to even the Biden administration. We haven't even seen where the Biden administration has brought, you know, he's spoken from the White House recently. Have you? Because I haven't.
Oh, and by the way, he says he's not confident COVID was developed naturally.
Correct. That's because of the report that has come out where it was a leak from the Wuhan lab.
Wall Street Journal had another story about it, too, by the way.
That's right. I mean, they're all reporting it.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news, and your station's get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and we'll be back with more. Just getting started here. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Don't go nowhere. Know how. It's going to be an interesting segment coming up here, and I will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.